Friday, Yudches Nissen, Beis Dechalamoy, 22nd of April, Rav Shlomo Freshwater, Erev Pesach, Baking Matzahs.
Bez Hashem Izbuch, to talk today a little bit about the inyan of baking matzahs, Erev Pesach, that perhaps we'll do our best to dispel a myth that others think of this baking matzahs Erev Pesach is a chassidish minig. And Bez Hashem Izbuch, we'll see it has something to do with chassidus as well, but it's a halucha shala which the Rishonim discuss, and indeed Pashtus, it seems from the Bi'ah Gru in Shulchan Aruch, that he too held that matzah should be baked Erev Pesach, although he doesn't hold min ikka hadin, but he's medayik from the Mechaba, the Mitzad Minig. There is such a Minig. We'll see the Ashittus who holds that one doesn't need to do it, and indeed the Ashittus who holds that one shouldn't bake Erev Pesach Matzahs. But let's start with the Gemurah in Pesuchim, Daf Kof Chof Amud Beis. The Gemurah has a Machloikis. Reb Elazar ben Azariah and Reb Akiva, until what time the Korban Pesach can be ate. Reb Elazar ben Azariah holds it can be eaten until Chatzos, and he dashes a pusik vavati as beretz Mitzrayim belaylo hazeh, and the pusik says va'ochlis habusa belaylo hazeh ma'lahalun ad Chatzos of kan ad Chatzos, that the Korban Pesach can be eaten till Chatzos. Reb Akiva argues, and Reb Akiva says it can be eaten a whole night. A machloikus, how long the Korban Pesach can be eaten, till Chatzos or till the morning. So then the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Ochol Matzah bizman hazeh acha Chatzos l'Reb Elazar ben Azariah lo yutza yedei chayvusai. If somebody eats matzah after Chatzos bizman hazeh, he isn't yaitza. Favos, and then the Gemara explains, because there's a hekish between matzah and Pesach. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you can eat the Pesach a whole night, you can eat matzah a whole night, you're yoytze in the midst of matzah, even if you eat after Chatzos. According to the Blazer ben Azariah, who holds that Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos, so too, matzah can only be eaten to Chatzos, and the hekish that we have from Pesach to matzah, Rashbam in some Gesus and Rashi learn that it's from the Pusik Al Matzahs in Meroirim Yoichli, so it's together on the same Pusik, the Korban Pesach with Matzahs in Meroirim. The Prisha in Tufnun Ches brings a different Hekish, Vazavachtu Pesach, Vashem Alekechu, Vaisoichu, Ulof Chumetz, Shivas Yumim, Toichel Ulof Matzahs. There's a Hekish between Pesach and Matzah. As long as Matzah can be eaten, as long as Pesach can be eaten, Matzah can be eaten. According to Blazer ben Azariah, if we eat Pesach Matzah la'achach Chatzos, is minish yaitze. The Ohr Zeruah brings down in Chelek Beis, Hilchos Pesuchim, Simen Reishnun, he brings down this Gemura, and he says, V'kusav Rashi. Rashi says, She'ein lefois matzah shal mitzvah v'yudalad koidun chatzos, that you shouldn't bake matzah shal mitzvah yudalad before chatzos ayayim k'shem she'ein shoichtim es ha-pesach koidun chatzos mid iskish matzah le-pesach. Since in this Gemura we have a hekish of matzah to Pesach, and so just like the Korban Pesach you can only shecht la'acha chatzos, so the Ezeruah brings down the Rashi says, similarly, you can only bake matzahs after Chatzos. Ulatama de Rasha, and according to Rashi, Afila b'David im ufa koidim ha-pesach, pesila oisai matzah l'tzeispa yedei choyvas matzah shal mitzvah. If you bake matzahs before Pesach, before Chatzos at a Pesach, so the Ezeruah, according to Rashi, you cannot use those matzahs for mitzvah. Midah dahava, a Pesach she'nishchat koidim chatzos she'pusul, because it has a din of a Pesach, a Korban Pesach, which was shechted before chatzos, which is pusul. As I bring the The Oizriya Rashi, the Oizriya is meduyik moi that he's only talking about matzah shel mitzvah. Other matzahs, of course, you can bake. But adavah chiddush moi that the Bais Yosef, when he brings this down, he has a big shakel v'talia and he has a tzad that you cannot bake any matzahs at all before Erev Pesach Acha Chatzais. And the din is emes a little tzulim what we mentioned earlier. What the hekish is, if the hekish is from al matzahs from roidim yachli, if the hekish is from shivas yomim toichli matzahs, or beitzim it's a dover peila. Because let's assume for a second that the matzahs are not matzahs that you can be yaitzah with them yedei chayvus mitzvahs matzah, but chumetz the zichanot. So it's no worse than eating potatoes on Pesach. What have you done? What have you done wrong? The Bais Yosef Hatagreis Arichas, where he talks this through, whether it's only negayat to matzahs to mitzvah or all matzahs, about this is the shittah fin oizrua. The shittah fin oizrua is that since we have a hekish from Pesach to Pesach to Matzah, so just like you cannot shech the Pesach before Chatzais, as though you cannot bake the Matzahs before Chatzais. The Torah in Siman Tuf Nun Ches brings down the Shitta. That's the first Shitta in Torah. Ein maschilin lis ein Siman Tuf Nun Ches ein maschilin lis asik bepas ba'abu'usa ad acha sheishuas. You cannot start, cannot be maschil, you can't start to bake the matzahs until chatzais erev Pesach. V'isa b'tshuvas ma'asa she'echad she'ofem matzahs koydem arba shuas v'kvar bi'achemtzai. Somebody was mevayis chumetz in the morning, and after he was mevayis chumetz, he went to bake matzahs. V'asri rabbeseini ha'matzah, and in the Rebbe Sukkotah, who asa the matzah, the iskish le'Pesach, because there's a hekish to Pesach. V'kivim dem Pesach einen nishchet. Since you cannot check the korban Pesach before Chatzais, af matzah case you cannot bake matzah before Chatzais. Now it's very interesting that the Torah is medayik v'isa b'tshivas ma'asa be'echad she'ofem matzah koydem arba shuas v'kvar bi'achemtzai. Why does he add v'kvar bi'achemtzai? Because I think he wants to say like this, that in one respect he treated it like the korban Pesach, just like the korban Pesach. So after he was mevayeh the chumetz, he thought he can already bake the matzahs because there's no longer chumetz, so it's okay. So the Torah, no, the Tshuvas Agoyim said it's insufficient. You need it should be chatzais, just like the Korban Pesach. That's the first shit that the Torah brings. Then the Torah brings Avo Rabbeinu Eleza Gudel, Rabbeinu Shmuel Hakoyen Hetivi. Rabbeinu Eleza Gudel and Rabbeinu Shmuel Hakoyen were matter. And obviously they held that the hekish does not apply to the baking. The hekish only applies to the achila. The achila is hukish, but the shechita and afia is not inisht hukish. Ach lekatchila yesh lehizua mishim chaviva mitzvah b'shata. There's another din that chaviva mitzvah b'shata. So once it's chatzais el pesach, there's a man from issa chumetz. So memela is this mama mitzvah? So that's the right time to bake matzahs. This doesn't understand. The kapunim, they hold that min ikar din the matzahs are kusha. As a hiras lechatchila. And then the Torah brings mekayrus. He brings a tesefta. So all the rishonim, he brings tesefta, and he brings the yishalmi holds that you cannot bake matzahs before chatzais. And the Eliyahu Rabbi's Magiyah says there's no such Yishalmi, and it's a Tuus Atfis, and it's Daf Stein Rabbeini Shloima, which goes on Rashi, and the Meshach HaYurin, the Rabbeini Shloima got confused with Yishalmi. Duchtan Bengtzi the Torah, at the end of the Shtickle, he looked at Torah, say, Vani Reisi beBarcelona, Mohammed Daktikin, Shehoya Oifin Kol Mashet Srichin the Moyed, Mikoidim Amoyed. I saw the Medaktikim were Medaktik, that they baked matzahs before Yontov. Shem Yisarev Imoy Mashi Chumetz, She Yisvatl Koidim Esiro. Chas Vishulim, there should be mixed up Chumetz with the, in the baking, the Shant, part of the Isa should become Chumetz Chulina. So Memela, in Pesach, Chumetz isn't Butl. Before Pesach, the chumetz is butel, and he holds that if it once it's butel, as I say, he holds it's in his chayz of aneya. So memela, there is a mala of baking before Pesach, and there's a machloikus shoinim whether erev Pesach la'acha chatzais chumetz is butl, the nish butl. So Mameli says, Hai mekaydem amayit, he seems to say beforehand, so it was a faket, it was a zahiris, there was a chumra. That means they don't hold of the hekish, because if they hold of the hekish, kemenish machin kachimris. If you hold of the hekish, you're not yoitze matzah, unless it's baked out of Pesach, achachatzais. So they didn't hold of the hekish. No, it was then, sort of do andre vazugn, that even if you don't hold of the hekish, there's an inyan of chaviva, mitzvah, b'shata. They had a different zahiris that if chalila shisar b'mamashi chumetz, it's butl samameila. They shouldn't bake before Pesach in Barcelona. It's interesting that the Torah brings this down. Kili he saw psachidish to kazach and iriisi b'Barcelona. So a dove chidish that they're baking matzahs before Erev Pesach, and he inquired, what's they do? And they told him that this is gua hither, that they should be able to do it in order to make sure as chumetz is butl. If bemes is dozenim. Doesn't it? The drash shittas versus fahanim. We have one shitta who hold that matzahs which are baked before chatzais of Erev Pesach are not kusha, and you're not yaitza the mitzah of matzah. Then we have another shitta in Rishonim who hold that there is no hekish, and you are yaitza the mitzah of matzah. But the katchila, there's an inyan of baking in the zman mitzvah, the zman of issa chumetz, as chaviva mitzvah b'shata. And then we have the third shita, the anir isi b'Barcelona, that faket is a kapeda not to bake in the zman when chumetz doesn't become butl. Now on this shita, that they would go back to the shita of Rashi, that there's a hekish between matzah and Pesach, and you cannot bake matzahs before Chatzais, the Rishonim ask a lot of kashas. I don't know how much time we'll have, so let's first deal with one kasha that the Aizuli asks, and the Bis Yosef asks this kasha, that there is a Mishnah in Kol Shu where the Mishnah talks about using the challah of Taida for matzah. And the Mishnah says in some circumstances you can't do it. Asalimka, you can be yaitza matzah with challahs Taida. Now challahs Taida, carbon Taida, as you know, we're not makriv carbon Pesach, Erev Pesach. So behechach, it had to be from the day earlier. Fragen der Rishonim, that we have an offener Mishnah that you can use matzah that was baked before Erev Pesach. This is Zeya Ashtarke Kashem, Ken Kamat Zugen, Zateime Gedeile. So I saw in the Urcha Shulchan, was the Urcha Shulchan will verämpfen die Kashem. And the Urcha Shulchan says like this, that we see in the Gemara that the Gemara says, talks about the Hekish. The Gemara only refers to the Blazer ben Azariah. Omer Ova, Uchel Matzah bezman azeh, Acha Chatzos, Blazer ben Azariah, La Yutza Yedei Chavusa. So he says, Blazer ben Azariah holds you can only eat the Korban Pesach till Chatzos. So Blazer ben Azariah has a Hekish and says, just like you cannot eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzais, as though you can't eat matzah after Chatzais. We have such a hekish. We have a klal of ein hekish nemachzah. So Memela, we're already makish, according to the shita of Rashi, we're makish that the baking of matzahs also has to be like Korban Pesach, and it has to be out of Pesach after Chatzais. It says, oh, but Rabbi Akiva, he holds that you have to bake, that you can eat matzahs the whole Pesach by night. So Memela, according to him, we don't see that there should be a hekish from Pesach to Matzah. You can eat Pesach a whole night. So Memela, there's no hekish from Pesach to Matzah. So Memela, according to him, the Baal, there's no hekish, so we don't say this din, that the hekish applies to the Shechitas Korban Pesach. And thus it's on a machloikis, bekitzah, the machloik, whether you can bake matzahs before Chatzos, Erev Pesach or the Nisht, is Tuli, Zukta, Urcha Shulchan, the Machloikas, the Blues of Ben Azariah, in the Bekiv. So he said, man, I can't ask any more Kasha from a Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mavaya, that you can use Chalas Taide, which was baked earlier. So it's a Nishka Kasha. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And Rav, the Azaruah, when he brings down this Rashi, starts off, Omar over, Uncho Matzah Bizman Azah, Chatzas Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah. He's going according to Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah. So yes, he says, Ragoisa Shalom the Rishonim, according to whom we paskin. Do we pass according to Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah? Do we pass according to Rabbi Kiva? So he says, all kol ha-goyim v'sam garuga banked Rashi la lucha, they pass like Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah, and those that don't pass like who bring hold you can bake out Pesach matzahs before Chatzos, they pass via Rabbi Kiva. Before we get to that, some lamdas which of them are goyse kasha. But before we get to that, lech mazung azay lechayil ladurcha shelchan daf askim la halucha. Because we are machma with a blues of an azariah. We're machma not to eat matzah l'achach chatzos, the pasuk in Shechanu, l'chanafekayman, because we're mahadza to essen fach chatzos, as if it get pasuk l'alucha. So l'chayr, we do pasuk according to the blues of an azariah, which according to the Urcha Shulchan, would put us in the position where we have to eat matzahs that were only baked out of Pesach. But that's an ishmichach, because in the Rishonim is the Adaya that even a bekiva is moide the midrabunon you have to eat before chatzas. The kalbim, it's only min haTorah that you can eat kol ha'layla. So mamela kenzanas there. So mamela if you hold like that shitter, it's like achilas matzah nafikayim and wemachma to eat before chatzas because the bekiva is moide to that midrabunon. Aber vado was is negay to the hekish ke hekish nishtu. Aber beitzen in the flug rabbi side the Urcha Shulchan zukt is a dover peilem oit. Because since Nishduka Machloikas, Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, whether there's a hekish or not, Hakel is Maidim that there's a hekish. The shal is, to what do we apply this hekish? According to Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah, was Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah zukt that you can only eat matzah, Pesach till Chatzos? It also applies to matzah, and matzah cannot be eaten past Chatzos. According to Rabbi Kiva holds you can eat it the whole night. There's no need. So, what will the hekish tell you? That you can eat it the whole night? So, the gabba der din for nachilus matzah at chatzos, for nachilus pesach at chatzos, for nachilus matzah at chatzos, there's according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no hekish. Omer over, ucho matzah bezmana zer bluzo ben azari, because according to Rabbi Kiva, even if he holds a hekish, and there's no reason to say he doesn't hold a hekish, so you can still eat matzah the whole night. Ibemis is often a Taisus. Taisus in Umfang Abba Pesuchim. Right at the beginning of Abba Pesuchim, the Tzadik Tess, Omid Beis, is Zok Taisus, the Meri Mekobel, as the din is that you can only eat matzah, Misha Techshach, the Mishnah Zok Sheikha, that you need night. Fake Taisus, but why is it that I can't eat matzah and Tosfos Yontef, make Yontef early and eat matzah? Why do I need chesheicha? So Tosfos v'tama mishim d'chsev v'achlias habusa b'laylu hazeh in matzahs im roirim iskisha lepesach, and matzahs im roirim is hukish lepesach. Avadis would get a greisa doichik to say that Tosfos is only going according to the blues of an Azariah, and according to the Bekiva you can eat matzah mebaydiyim, so it's gonna a chiddush gudul, kind of benish kaza chiddush. Memela is mistaba mashma that Avada Tosfos holds that there is a hekish according to Rabbi Kiva. It's not negayah for matzah because Pesach you can eat for chatzais, because Pesach you can also eat kol ha'layla. But at the other end, if you try and start earlier, you do a hekish in busos b'layla zeh, so matzah is orchid b'layla. Is also chagitzacht. Maybe we can fa'amfa al derech the Urcha Shulchan, but with a ksas hazbura, an ander hazbura. Masach the pesuchim daf kuf yotes amid beis. Is mevayin the gemura that you cannot eat the carbon pesach in shnei mekaymus. Can't eat carbon pesach in two different places. Zok taisus in the Vamaschal Omar Rav, that this din is only in Benegeya to Karben Pesach. Avol Matzah le'ashkechan b'shem dichter de litza b'shtei mekaymus. We don't find that there should be an issa to eat matzah b'shtei mekoymos. Ve'im shim de'iskish le'Pesach. Aye, we have the hekish for Pesach. So again, Tosfos nemzum b'pashtes asadu ha'hekish. The hekish is only called lehu al kochach le'iskish. But for this, it's not mukish. What's a man hekach? Because nobody brings down this din as matzahs on the jam b'shtei mekoymos. God is the Torah, we'll talk about that a little bit later, Metz Hashem, if there'll be time. The Torah argues and the Torah holds, as matzah cannot be nechel b'shnei, mekoymes, nishtas evi taisus. But Taisus here says that although we have a hekish, but the hekish does not apply to this din of ena pesach nechel b'shnei mekoymes. And Taisus is not mazbe, what's the svur is. And Taisus, we know holds of the hekish, I feel a little bit Rabbi Kiva, because Tosfos in the beginning of the parik says, I cannot eat matzah mibayd yoyim, because I have a hekish. So Daphne, listen, what is the chilik? Why? The gabi eating matzah erev Pesach, Tosfos Yontif, Tosfos in Tzadik Tesla Medbeis says is a hekish. And the gabi the din of Eina Pesach Nechel, Eina Matzah Nechel B'Shnei Mekaymas, the gabi der din, Tosfos says, there is no hekish. No yiskish. What's the surah? No, it can say, you could say, as a hekish, tal toisus is only in the zmane yo achila. In the Gemara we find the hekish, I can eat bis chatzos and not after chatzos. I can eat from laila and nishme b'yad yoyim, so maybe in zman there's a hekish, but in other dinim there isn't a hekish. Oh, this is a chayr, avad atzurach iyim. Where did toisus take this from? We wanted to give him that the hekish applies only to zmanim, miyam dachvim on gizrat friya, we have a klal. As ein hekish ne machze. Is that so? The Korban Pesach is a Korban, also wie alle Korbanos. But the Korban Pesach has to be eaten Pesach by night. Just like you eat matze, du hast den Amitze zu essen matze, du hast den Amitze zu essen Korban Pesach. So when we look at the haluchas of the Korban Pesach, there may be some haluchas that are haluchas that are nageya to the yontav of Pesach. So as I said, the haluchas for the gabe matzah, there's haluchas the gabe dechilas Pesach. But there are certain haluchas that maybe have not to do with the yontav of Pesach, nasar tzitin with the Korban of Pesach. A certain dinim was in a gaya to Korbanos, and maybe these dinim apply to Korban Pesach and to other Korbanos, and maybe Korban Pesach has other dinim that only apply to Korban Pesach. But the mekar ha'alucha is not the sibah of the din, is not mekayach the mitzvah of the yontav of Pesach as a matzah. No, it says mekayach the Korban, a din in the Korban has certain haluchas that apply to it. Is Bemis is Svolt Gewein Amukim zu suchen. Although there is no Hechach for that, and perhaps later on we'll discuss, Mez Hashem, if there'll be time, what was the Hechach? Or the Sedu Amukim zu suchen, that the Hekish, Amatzis im Meroirim Yachli, is a Hekish not to the Dinim of Pesach, which are a result of the Hilchus Korban, but the Dinim of Pesach, that are Mechuyiv, als the Mitzvah, Shabai, als the Mitzvah of the Yontif, those haluchas will apply, there's a hekish, will also apply to the dinim of matzah. Those dinim that are a din, mekayach, the hilchas korban, on that, there is no hekish. Izomenam elamusha, let's take Taisa stuff, tzadik tesom at base. So Taisa says, v'achli sabusa balaylo hazeh, Korban Pesach, you can only eat at night. You cannot eat Korban Pesach in Tosfos Yontif. Here then is a hekish of matzah. It's mistabit to say that the din that you can only eat the Korban Pesach balayla is because balayla is this man from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when the Yetzias Mitzrayim was. And the balayla is the haluchas medaf. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is mechayiv that when you eat the Pesach zeh shuni ochna shema shem shepusach hakadosh baruch yabutz abesayni b'Mitzrayim, that that should be eaten in the zman of Laila. It do get a hakish. And the hakish says, "Masa shuni achlim ashin shleyusbik b'tzaykim lahachem." It all have to do with the yontif. The aladinim is do a hakish. Their din as Pesach ein nechel b'shnei mekaymus. Is the whole din as to do mekaymus by achila? Does that din a kodshim? You can eat their kodshim kemenes and do and do a din vimedafes as. So it could be that Tosis holds that their svura, their din was mihabim as a pesach ein nechel b'shnei mekaymus. That's a din in the korban. The korban pesach, although it doesn't apply to other korbanos, me'ez sibur hat the Torah gesagt in korban pesach is du'as a din, but it can only be nechel in one place. You can't eat it in two different places. So me'mel oibazai is nicht du kahakish. As I've already confirmed from Tosus, why Tosus says that there is no hakish. Comes on adusa desu. Aber bamis, what is the hechach from that? Where did Tosus take this hechach from? Actually, nicht. Maybe we should say as a nishtazay in Pesach and Matzah is in ganzen hikish, it's completely hikish, all the dinims are hikish. We mentioned earlier that the Torah argues on Taisus, and the Torah says that Matzah is also not nachal b'shnei mekaydus. And the Tzlach explains the machloikis between Taisus and the Torah. And he says a gewaldige vort. The Gemara says, that Reb Elazar ben Azariah learns from the Pusik Hazeh that you can only eat the Korban Pesach till Chatzos. Reb Kiva holds its Kol HaLaila. So the Gemara says, so what does Reb Kiva do with the limit of Hazeh? Zukta, as it's the Bekiva learns, you can only eat Belaila Hazeh and not Belaila Cheres. That I would have thought that Korban Pesach is Nechel, the Shnei Lailas. You can, as if we're going to have a minute, I could eat it two nights. Then it's only, you can only eat it the first night. Zukta Tzlach, versteinigt. He says, how could you have a minute that you could eat the Korban Pesach on two nights? Because the first night in Mitzrayim, they had to eat the Korban Pesach. There's a clue in the Torah. So he says, so bazai, the next night they're out of Mitzrayim. But the chayis kimen that they'll eat it, b'shnei mekaymus. So he says, v'ikid in Pesach, mekaynach nishnasim b'shnei mekaymus. So he says, so how could I have such a havamin? So he says, like kushri, sinishver. Because efshiravot is amdish. Efshiravot is like this. It doesn't mean you have to eat it on both nights. It means to say that if somebody didn't eat Pesach the first night, he can eat it the second night. But Anachanama, if he ate it the first night, he can't eat it. He can only eat it the second night. But Mukimecha, the Mitzrayim Taka, he can't eat it. Well, says Shnei Mekayus. So he says those kind of Pesach. He says, Obi says Matzah. He said Lechdu a Mitzvah v'nam Matzah simroirim yechli. So the first. So now let's say you haven't eaten Pesach the first night, but the second night you're going to, when you eat the Pesach the second night, you have to eat it al matzah semeroyrim. Oy bazoi says that the chos kimen that the matzah will be nachal b'shnei mekaymus, because you're going to eat matzah the first night of the mitzvah be'erev feichli matzahs. You're going to eat matzah the second night because of the din of a matzah semroyrim yechli, so memeila that ice kimen that you're going to eat matzah b'shnei mekaymus. So he says, so memeila of Reb Kiva gehata hechlech. Since Reb Kiva learns that hazeh goes to be on this din that you can only eat, it's like the havamina you could eat b'shnei lailas, and the Torah is telling us you can only eat b'layla echad. Is fendeim is muchach that matzah is nechel b'shnei mekaymus. Ma shenkin Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that the hazeh goes on that you can only eat till chatzais. Not him, we have no hechach to say as matzah nechel b'shnei mekayim. So Mamela zok tarazay. Taisus says as matzah ein nechel, as matzah is nechel b'shnei mekayim. Svakachach luhula yiskish. Taisus paskins via bekiva. The bekiva is muchach in the gemuna that he holds as matzah nechel b'shnei mekayim. Mash enken, he says the ta holds like a bluza b'nazaria. So according to the bluza b'nazaria, there's no reason to say as ein apesach nechel as matzah. Because Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah will learn that the hekish is makish for everything. So I bazei kemezung azay that the kiva who has a hechach the matzahs nechel b'shnei mekaymus. The kiva is mechadish that the din that the hekish between matzah and pesach is only even the geya to those dinim which are pesach the kedinim, not dinim was the zanim. Was anything carbon? Mash enkin a beluza benazaria. What's a beluza benazaria has doesn't have that hechach, and he holds it's as it's nechel that matzah is ain't a nechel shnei mekaymus. Elant as the hekish is a hekish which applies to all dinim. So memeila is it applies to all dinim. Yet says I that din was mekanish shechten the pesach. Mibaydiyim the din from shachti oisa beno aboyin that you have to shecht the carbon pesach. After Chatzos Erev Pesach is in Sepana State in the Parshah in Korban Pesach in the Sepana State the Be'emes Shchitas Korban Pesach mitzad the Yontav of Pesach Shchitas Korban Pesach should be on Yontav as a v'alu kabunas. Now that is to do adin that you have to eat it by night. In Hilchas Korban is do adin and Korban is do adin that you cannot be shechta Korban miboid belaila. So memeila you have to shechta miboid yoyim in hakabunas alayla hoylach achayoyim. So it's considered as if you would have shechted it in Pesach because the Laila is Heilach Achayoyim. Kim toys that the din of Shechit is Korban Pesach Achachatzois, this is a Korban Dikidin. The Beluza ben Azariah holds that you hold the Hekish for all in Yunim, even for Korban Dikidinim. According to him, Taka, you cannot bake Erev Pesach Matzis before Chatzois because it's Hekish to the Korban Pesach. Masha Enkein, according to Rabbi Kiva holds that the Hekish is only Negeah to the Dinim, was in a Negeah on the Yontim. Of nicht der Dinam of the Korban, Shechitas HaPesach, Benu Aboyim, this is a Korban Dikidin, that's not hookish to Matzah.